From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Gene Engany reading The Deadly Promise, a Wolf Calder Western by Will C. Knott. We'll begin with Chapter 1. Wolf Calder reined in his black and let his gaze sweep over the lush grasslands that opened up before him. He'd just come through a pass, and was looking down now at a broad valley with a wide creek snaking through the center of it, willows lining the bank. The entire valley floor was a sea of grass, the fragrant wind rippling it like water. And far below, barely visible from where Wolf sat his horse, at a point where the creek took a wide, lazy meander, a small nest of cabins and corrals had been set in amongst a stand of cottonwood. Profoundly relieved to be quitting the parched and dry land behind him, Wolf urged his black on down the slope toward the distant cluster of buildings. Soon he was riding through grass that reached to his stirrups, the pungent odor of sage clouding his senses. When he was close enough, he was able to see a thin tracery of wood smoke lifting from the chimney of the largest log house. Fine. That would mean coffee, at least. A brook feeding into the creek crossed his path, and he pulled his black up gently and eased him into the soft mud around it. The shot came as the horse stepped carefully down into the brook's channel. As Wolf heard the slug whistle past his left ear, he quickly spurred the black up the far bank, fell forward over the horse's neck, then slid sideways to the ground. Rolling quickly over as soon as he struck, he pulled his single-action Colt out of its well-oiled, flapless holster. The black pulled up about 10 yards.